Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. It's mostly sunny today with a high near 28 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Looking ahead to the weekend, it's not so bad. It will warm up on Saturday, sunny with a high near 48 degrees. The sun will continue throughout Sunday with a high near 42 degrees. President Barack Obama was in our listening area yesterday. He went to Connecticut State University to push for a raise in the minimum wage. He said Congress should follow the lead of New England states that have raised the minimum wage above the federal rate.
Nobody who works full-time should ever have to raise a family in poverty. That violates a basic sense of who we are. And that's why it's time to give America a raise.
Yeah.
It is time to give America a raise. Now's the time. Now is the time.
The president wants Congress to increase the wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour, but he faces an opposition to the idea on Capitol Hill. U.S. officials said the CIA is investigating whether its officers improperly monitored members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which oversees the intelligence agency. Dianne Feinstein told reporters the CIA Inspector General is looking into circumstances surrounding investigation into allegations of CIA abuse in a Bush-era detention and interrogation program. Two officials familiar with the investigation said the allegations include whether CIA officers improperly monitored Senate investigators and possibly accessed the computers they were using. The film Dallas Buyers Club drew attention to AIDS research and the desperate need for a cure for the AIDS virus. Now, researchers say gene therapy seems safe and may help control HIV. Researchers modified genes in the blood cells of a dozen HIV patients to help them resist the AIDS virus and say the treatment seems safe and promising. The results give hope that this approach might one day free at least some patients from needing medicines to keep HIV under control. The treatment is aimed at imitating the natural immunity to HIV that some people have because of a gene. In the study, researchers removed some of the HIV patients' blood cells. They altered them in the lab to mimic what the gene does, and they infused them back into the patients. The treatment seems safe, and there are signs the new cells are resistant to infection with HIV. There are changes in store for the SAT. That's the test that's the bane of existence for so many high school juniors and seniors and their parents. That's about to change. On the new version of the SAT, the essay will be optional. The test continues to test reading, writing, and math skills with an emphasis on analysis. Scoring will be based on a 1,600-point scale with a separate score for the optional essay. One long-standing criticism of the SAT is that students from wealthier households do better because they can afford expensive test prep classes. The College Board is trying to deal with that by partnering with the nonprofit Khan Academy to provide free test preparation materials. It's a major win for Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. The group with 150,000 moms in 50 states across America, they've been mobilizing through social media to get illegal guns off the streets. With the New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, they reached a deal to get Facebook and their photo sharing site Instagram to delete posts from users seeking to buy or sell weapons illegally or without background checks. Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action, says it's very exciting for their organization.
We are so happy that these companies listen to American mothers, and we really believe these changes are a major step forward in making sure people who buy or sell guns on their platforms know the law and follow it. Moms are particularly pleased that Facebook will block minors from seeing posts about gun sales or trades, and that we can be confident these social networks will be safe spaces for our children.
Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America says they have momentum and that they are moving the country towards a culture of gun safety, one company, one legislator, one law at a time. Yesterday, the New York City Garden Coalition, along with the Coney Island community, held a rally to restore the Coney Island Boardwalk Garden, which was in place for the last 16 years. It served 30 families who grew fresh produce in the garden to feed their families. An old Russian lady said the way the garden was destroyed was like a military operation. She counted on the food from the garden to feed her family. Bulldozers rolled in at 5 a.m. one day and they leveled the garden completely. There's a fence now around the area where the garden used to be. It's the work of the former Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz. He rushed through the approval for the Coney Island Amphitheater project in December, and now the Boardwalk Garden and Coney Island community are going to court. They say the city and the developer, iStar Financial, did not follow rules to declassify the garden. Joel Kupferman with the New York Environmental Law and Justice Project says they are challenging the environmental review and approval of the amphitheater project in the Brooklyn-Queens Supreme Court. Kupferman says the environmental impact statement which approved the development was insufficient in many areas.
They failed to include hydraulic analysis. They had unsupported claims regarding an underground detention system. They want a plan to build something to hold the water without any calculations or any figures given to us. And the lead agency failed to consult with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. They're the guys who know the sewers, who build the sewers. And we got to remember that Coney Island West has been inundated with flooding pre-Sandy and post-Sandy. It failed to associate the project's location in the floodplain. There's no calculation of potential increased flooding. Ignored off-site impacts on other buildings and the neighborhood and the neighboring senior citizen center and public housing.
Kupferman says the community impact statement ignored the community garden and the public park land. Meanwhile, Aziz Daika with the New York City Community Garden Coalition says the coalition is being attacked for being anti-development. He says they're not against development. The coalition is against development in places where it shouldn't be, like 50 feet from the ocean. The news was produced with help from Wayne Schrengrust and Mitchell Cohen. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.